Several hundred tour operators, lodges, and other tourism companies gathered in Harare to showcase their businesses to buyers from Europe, Asia, America, and other parts of Africa. One of their immediate goals was to take advantage of the estimated 400,000 sports fans due to attend the Football World Cup that kicks off in 8 months in neighboring South Africa. Zimbabwe's Minister of Tourism, Walter Mzambi, says that from the start, the tournament, which is being staged for the first time on African soil, was meant to be Africa's World Cup.
The bid classifies South Africa as the only venue for competitive play, but for training and camping, the region, the neighboring countries are free to camp teams, and I imagine that all countries, including Zimbabwe, are actively assist with this opportunity.
Mzambi says tourist arrivals to Zimbabwe peaked 2 years ago at 2.5 million, but they declined by one-third last year. He says this was due primarily to negative publicity and travel warnings about political violence during the country's national elections. But many of the warnings have been lifted since the inauguration in February of a unity government of Zimbabwe's three major parties. Tourist arrivals picked up last year, nearing 2 million. Runyararu Murandu is a marketing officer for Ngamo Safaris, which packages tours to attractions such as wild game parks, Victoria Falls, and the ancient ruins of Greater Zimbabwe. Speaking in front of an exhibit made up of large tree branches at the tourism trade fair in Harare, he says business is looking up, and some World Cup fans have already booked safaris with him.
Just back when we started this exhibition, there were not a lot of people like now. People are exhibiting, they have international people coming, regional people coming in, and this makes a brighter future, as I see.
Sally Wynn operates the Wild Zambezi website that provides information on camping and activities in a more remote part of Zimbabwe along the northern Zambezi River. She says the unity government brought a more positive image of the country abroad, and the introduction of the U.S. dollar and South African rand to replace the Zimbabwean currency ended hyperinflation and brought goods into the stores. She says the greatest challenge now is the national park system, which has suffered from a lack of funding over the past decade.
The last few years have been quite seriously detrimental to the wildlife estate here. We're hoping that tourism will help, because the tourism dollars will enable the national park system to make its own money and hopefully to be able to plow that back into protection.
She says poaching in the parks has increased because of the economic crisis, but park rangers are not able to combat it effectively because of a lack of patrol vehicles and fuel. She hopes foreign tourists and their associations can provide some outside support. The new government has presented an emergency recovery plan to revive the Zimbabwean economy, which declined by some 40% over the past 10 years. Minister Mzambi says tourism is an important part of that plan because it is one of the most resilient sectors of any economy.
I just hope that the importance that it has been attached to it within the context of our short-term emergency recovery program will be commensurate with the resources that we will receive, because it needs a stimuli to get everything off the ground. But it is the low-hanging fruit. It is the catalyst to economic recovery.
He says the industry, which made up some 6% of Zimbabwe's gross domestic product 2 years ago, could double to 12% or more in the next 3 years. Tourism has joined agriculture, mining, and manufacturing as one of the four pillars of the Zimbabwean economy, and as a result, he says it could play a major role in reviving economic productivity and creating jobs in the country. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Harare.